Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Today I'm deviating from my norm of preaching from one of the appointed scriptures in order to preach on the collect of the day, which begins with the celebrant saying to the people, "The Lord be with you," and the people responding, "And also with you." And now, I want you to take out your lectionary sheet. We are going to pray together the contemporary version of today's collect, which is the second prayer on your lectionary sheet. Contemporary collect, second prayer on your lectionary sheet. I follow through this prayer throughout the sermon, so you might want to hold on to it for reference as well. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work, and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This prayer of the day is called a collect because it is to aid us in collecting our stray thoughts into proper thoughts for today's worship. The liturgy, the work of the people. To accomplish this, every collect has five parts, and we're going to go through each part one at a time. The first part is the invocation. Very simply, Almighty God. Number two, we have the acknowledgement. You have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin, and also an example of godly life. And number three, there is a petition for only one thing. A petition for only one thing. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of this redeeming work. Number four, aspiration, the desired result. What do we want from God from this collect, from this prayer? This is what we pray today: to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. To follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. And number five, we have a pleading, a conclusion, and a response. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Collects differ from our everyday prayers because our daily petitions may resemble one of these three prayers. The first one is called the woman's prayer. I tried to find a man's prayer, but I couldn't find one, so we're stuck with just having the woman's side of the story. Dear Lord, I pray for wisdom to understand my man, to love him, to forgive him, and to have patience for his moods. Because, dear Lord, if I prayed for strength, I might beat him to death. Amen. The second is just a simple morning prayer. There's a lot of versions of this prayer that float around the internet and sermon illustrations for a long time. And this is what this prayer says. Dear God, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been grumpy, nasty, or selfish. And I'm really glad of that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot of help. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And finally, a prayer from a child. Simple, easy prayer from a child. Dear God, I bet it's very hard for you to love everybody in the whole world. There are only four people in my family, and I can never do it. Amen. Digging deeper into today's colic, we invoke Almighty God because Holy Scripture, especially Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, informs us, the Lord God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the one who is and was and is coming. I am the Almighty. Today's prayer helps us to remember and acknowledge what God through Jesus Christ did for you and for all of us. Gave his only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin, which is most famously stated in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I have noticed that Scripture never really calls us to live a quote-unquote Christian life. Instead, we are actually even commanded to follow Jesus Christ's example and to live a godly life, which is what we learn from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. So, brothers and sisters, since God has shown us great mercy, I beg you to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to him, which is the spiritual way for you to worship. Do not be shaped by this world. Instead, be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect. And unlike our prayers of the people, when we pray a colic, we ask God for only one thing. We ask God for just one thing. And today that one thing is this. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work. These fruits are taught to us by Paul in Galatians chapter 5. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we put those godly gifts into practice, we will receive Christ's desired result, and we will joyfully, willingly, and lovingly follow in the blessed steps of Jesus Christ, which we asked for in Jesus' most holy name, and sealed our request with a resounding amen, which actually means, so be it. Consider this, and maybe practice it this week. Were each and every one of us to take today's collect home on the lectionary sheet, it's easy to take home, and place it somewhere where we would remember to pray it at least once a day, and ask ourselves this question. How would my life and the lives of those I touch be blessed, enriched, and made more joyful because they were able to see a glimpse of the love of Almighty God has for them? How would my life and the lives of those I touch be blessed, enriched, and made more joyful because they were able to see a glimpse of the love Almighty God has for them in me? We'll now have a moment of silence for reflection.